All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. Let's talk Rockets. Episode number 62. We have a lot for you here in the stew. Beautiful day here. I do want to say really quickly, yesterday we did our first ever Let's Talk Rockets that wasn't live. It was fun. You know, you guys ran it up, but you know, it just wasn't the same. So we're back here live. And Rockefeller Plaza, as always, the link to this as a podcast is down below on Apple and Spotify. We got our fifth review yesterday, or our fifth rating on Spotify. So thank you to whoever that was. I appreciate you. Now only two out of the five ratings are myself. And you guys, nonetheless, have been running that up. So I appreciate you guys so much. It's going to be a fun second half of the offseason here. Second half of the season here before hopefully an eventful Houston Rockets offseason thanks to all of our draft picks. So let's get into it. We're going to keep it quick here. I've got just a bunch of fun, random little stuff here because, as you guys know, I mean, this is, you know, I'm a fan, dude. Like, this isn't, you know, I'm not a Rockets reporter. You know, I'm not a player. Obviously, I'm not, you know, trying to work within the Rockets stat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just keeping it loose here. LeShard Binkley, he does a great job. Today, we'll find out the injuries of Fred, Cam Whitmore, and Tardi Eason. So we might know today if Ime Udoka plans on making a lineup change. So stay tuned for that. We'll definitely drop a video or we'll talk about it tomorrow, depending on the time. But we talked yesterday in yesterday's show about the Houston Rockets' first couple of games to start the second half. And I didn't realize that six games against the goddamn Phoenix Suns, man. So, you know, we need some help, dude. We need to go on a win streak, and we need to do that immediately. There's only, I believe, 28 games left on the season. We're the 12th seed. We're 24-30, right? We've got a solid defense, but the offense cannot get the job done. And like I just said, you know, we'll have injury updates on Fred, Tardi. Honestly, you know, it could even be out. It's already, geez, dude, how the hell is it 2 p.m.? I don't know how the hell it's 2 p.m., but let's check Hoops Hype really quickly to see if we got an injury update on any of these cats. Nope. No, we got nothing. All right, so we'll know that relatively soon, but you know, we're 3.5 games behind the Golden State Warriors and their new lineup. They're looking good with Klay Thompson coming off of the bench and Andrew Wiggins and Dre and all that fun stuff. So here's our six games. Tomorrow we're playing the New Orleans Pelicans. All that sucks, dude, because the West is so goddamn good. All of these teams are very talented. We got a road matchup against the Pelicans. Then we come home on Friday to take on the Phoenix Suns. And then on Sunday, we're at home against the OKC Thunder. Then on Tuesday, we're on the road against the OKC Thunder. And then we're back that upcoming Thursday or that next Thursday on the road against the Phoenix Suns. And then we follow that up a couple of days later on the road against the Phoenix Suns. So I need a player like Tardi Eason back immediately because this is a pretty terrifying stretch right here. I mean, these are three playoff teams. And we play the Phoenix Suns three times. And they just had an entire break to get healthy and to rest up. Phoenix 33-22. I don't even need to tell you what they could do, right? I mean, they're just loaded up. Whoa, look at this, man. We got next Tuesday, 1 week from now, on the road on TNT, dude. The Houston Rockets are on TNT basketball. That is absolutely awesome. All right. So I found a cool report here. Jeez, dude, I need a haircut, man. What the hell is going on here? Somebody give me a hat. I found a, you know, just Bleacher Report article. The NBA season right now, as we all know, during the All-Star break is so dead. I mean, it is literally so dead. We got, you know, dudes beefing on Twitter right now about Jalen Green and all that stuff. And it's crazy. But we got a report or not a report. We got an article here where it's like Bleacher Report's dropping win-loss predictions for every NBA team. And, you know, even though Bleacher Report's got its flaws, shout out to a site like that for making content during the All-Star break when it's so dead, dude. It's just a week of nothing, especially for a team like the Houston Rockets, where it's more, you know, we're kind of waiting on injury updates and that kind of stuff. It's a break, right? So they actually have the Houston Rockets sitting here at 39 and 43. That is a much better rate than I would have ever guessed. Let's see. I'm not a mathematician. 39 and 43 would have us 39, 15, and 13. So they got us 15 and 13 in the second half of the season. The issue with this is we would not make the play-in. The good news is we would be hovering around the play-in. But, you know, I always talk about on this channel, like, you know, it's nice at least to be in competition for a play-in spot. The only thing that would really prevent the Houston Rockets from, you know, competing the final 2 weeks to try and get the 10th seed would be like a, you know, a brutal like 4 or 5 game losing streak, which we absolutely can't go. But if they were to go like 0-6 on that, hypothetically on that, you know, 6-game trip we got going, that would certainly eliminate us. The 39 and 43 would probably have you, you know, depending on what Utah does, is the 11th or 12th seed. I don't think we can be below 500 to make the play-in because of Golden State. I think Golden State's a very talented team. And like we keep saying on this channel, man, they're starting to figure it out. Yes, they've got flaws, but they're getting healthy and they're starting to figure it out. So if we want to, let's see, if we got 28 games and you went 20-8, you'd be 42-38. So 20-8 might be what we have to go, to be honest with you. We might have to win 20 of these final 28 games in order to make the playoffs. Let's just do a quick browse before we get into some Jalen Green discourse. Houston's offseason spending indicated an obvious desire to get more competitive, and the Rockets have clearly done that. The 24 wins they tallied ahead of the All-Star break were clearly already their most since 1920, when Mike D'Antoni was calling the shots and James Harden was running the offense. That feels like ages ago. We're 6 games below 500. That's crazy. The dominant defense they played earlier this season, though, has started to show some cracks. They ranked just 12th in defensive efficiency over their final 20 game. Can't read. Jesus, dude. They ranked just 12th in defensive efficiency over their final 20 games after being 5th ahead of the slippage. Houston doesn't have enough offensive firepower to offset any defensive decline. So if it can't reverse this trend, it could be in for a bumpy finish. Saying that, though, the Rockets will surely keep pushing until the end, as it's almost certainly too late to bottom out in a way that would keep them keep the top four protected pick they owe the Oklahoma City Thunder this summer from conveying. So, yeah, we've got the Brooklyn pick. If Chandler Parsons is watching this, we do have Brooklyn's draft pick. So we will have a first-round pick. But we got this, some great word cover from our favorite Twitter account appearing on this channel, in Brodeau NBA. And, you know, we were talking about Jalen Green a lot in the last week. We've been talking about Jalen Green a lot in the last month. And this is make or break. You know, I don't, you know, I've already kind of talked about some of this stuff. I mean, it's difficult because I'm not a reporter. You know, I'm not a journalist. So there are guys who do great work in the Rockets organization and the media world who, you know, they have to cover this kind of stuff and they have to keep it a buck. And Jalen Green is kind of the odd man out, it appears, in the whole Rockets future core talk. So it sucks, but at the end of the day, man, it is a business. And, you know, even though I'm very hopeful on Jalen Green, I was kind of going off on a Twitter tangent yesterday. You know, he does need to step up. Otherwise, I don't know what his future is with the Houston Rockets. And that's just, you know, the cold reality of the situation. So the good news is Jalen Green in the last couple of seasons, in his first 2 seasons post All-Star break, has improved in numerous categories. You know, his rookie season started so scrappy, dude. I believe in his like third ever NBA game, he dropped 30 against the Los Angeles Lakers. But it was unbelievably inefficient shooting, very inefficient in general. And Jalen Green's first half of his rookie career, 14.6 points, 38.7 from the field, 31.1% from downtown, 51.6% true shooting. And that number catapults +7.5 in the points per game. He gets up to 22 points per game, 47.6% from the field, 38.7% from downtown, and a true shooting percent of 58.7. So he pretty much averaged a +7% increase in every single statistic. Year two came out shooting strong, was scoring at will. Last season was, kind of just, we saw the writing on the wall with Steven Silas, and we knew that change was coming, and we knew that, Houston was going to spend some money in free agency, and we knew that the core was going to be together for the full season. And, he was still scoring very well. 21.8 points per game, 40.9% from the field, 33% from the downtown range, and 53.4% true shooting. Very nice. That number raised to 23 points, 43.5% from the field, 35% from downtown, and about 55% true shooting. So improved once again, year two in every single category post All-Star break. And now this is currently Jalen Green's season statistics, 18 points per game, 41.1% from the field, 30.7% from downtown, and a 52.7% true shooting. So, yeah, man, I talked about this yesterday when we were discussing kind of Rockets lineup potential changes. And I'm a big advocate of at least letting these guys, specifically Jalen Green, get an opportunity and get a chance to prove everybody wrong and to just light it up in the second half of the season. I know he's capable of it. We've seen it this season. It's just more of an inconsistency issue. Like I said, we'll see with Fred VV coming back healthy. If I had to guess, I would imagine Tari's still hurt, and hopefully Cam and Fred are back. But honestly, it wouldn't even shock me if none of those three players are ready to go on Thursday. I highly doubt that any of those three guys are going to take until the end of the month of February. I'm a little bit worried about Tari Eason just because of the injuries throughout the entire season. And what does worry me is him not touching the court for the rest of the year and then eventually getting shut down like a month from now. The good news is, it's late February, which is unbelievable. How the hell is it late February? Isn't it a leap year? We've got 8 days left of February. That feels cruel. That doesn't feel real. But anyways, it's make or break. And judging from these stats here from his rookie season and year two, second half Jalen Green is a much more efficient animal. And, if he can get that points per game number to anything 20 plus in the second half, and if we can see that field goal percentage be anything over 43%, and that especially the three-point shot, guys are just losing their stroke right now. Dylan Brooks, Jabari, Jalen, it's not just Jalen. If he can get that three-point percent up to just 35% in the second half of the season, like I said, shooting over 43, ideally over 43.5, and putting up 20 plus points per game, I think his discourse would change pretty much immediately. Let's get a quick game log check on Jalen here. The month of February. Let's see here. This is not what I'm looking for. Oh, that's because it's just Houston Rockets. Oh, you guys can't see it. All right. So we'll go to splits. We'll do Jalen Green. Just a horrid month of February thus far, 39% from the field, 15.8% from downtown, which is like what Amen's shooting, 15 points per game. But in the month of January, the dude was feasting, 43% from the field, still losing his stroke, 30% from downtown. I don't really like saying that word. 20.4 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and about a steal per game. It's just been a more of an inconsistency thing. But he did show a couple of games in February, 26 against the Hawks in his first ever triple-double, 30 points against the Indiana Pacers. But then, dude, that stretch to end the month of January, this dude put up 29 against Portland, follows it up 36 against Charlotte, 19, double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds against Brooklyn, 34 against the Lake Show, and then 31 against the Pelicans. So hopefully Jalen specifically, but also the rest of the Rockets roster just, uses this break to charge up, get fresh, keep those legs fresh, keep that energy up, get that hunger going. They've had about a week. You know, on Thursday, they'll have a week to kind of ruminate and sit in this frustration, and especially my man Jalen Green. And I think big things are coming for him, and I think he's going to light it up in the second half of the season, and we'll deal with whatever happens when that happens. We got our first chat of the day. Little disappointed in you guys, but it is what it is. Cam uploaded some videos on his IG, and the way he's moving, let me know he should be ready to go. He might take that starting spot. I don't think Cam will take the starting spot because of defense, especially with Ime Udoka being the head coach. I don't think Cam will take the starting two role. I do think it would go to Amon, but either or, and as well as Jalen Green, man, I'm interested to see what happens in the second half of the season. So that's it for today. Like I said, we're keeping it short. It's the All-Star break, and we don't really have much going on. So stay tuned for the injury updates. As the day goes on, we should know that in the next 24 hours. And I hope you guys all have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.